The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Susan Dellinger from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Oprah Magazine, November 2019, Volume 20, Number 10. And this is the second of five installments of the November issue. On this month's cover, Oprah wears a black form-fitting button-front low V-neck sweater dress. Her hair is long and smooth, and she wears polished, natural golden and black stone teardrop-shaped earrings. This month's headlines are A Cure for Loneliness, My All-Time Favorite Turkey Recipes, and I'm Sharing One of the Most Joyful Experiences of My Life. And let's start off with The World According to Gail from the Live Your Best Life section of the magazine. And right off the bat, under Play, we have some playing cards with a few of them turned over. They have a black top with a very stylized kind of graphic werewolf on them. After Thanksgiving dinner is done, Gail says, chances are you'll have a house full of friends and family. How to keep everyone entertained? If you're into games, I've got a terrific one, werewolf. Players are secretly assigned to one of two teams, werewolves or villagers, and each side tries to identify and take out the other. It's one of the rare times when lying and being sneaky are assets, as I learned the hard way when I first played and was assigned to Team Werewolf. Any guess as to who called my bluff? Yep, a villager named Oprah. And then under this, under the heading C, with a big picture of the Statue of Liberty and Diane von Furstenberg superimposed on it, it says, in 2016, fashion designer Diane von Furstenberg added another title to her resume, Godmother to the Statue of Liberty. She took her responsibilities, like raising $100 million for a new museum, very seriously, in part because of her personal connection to the National Monument. Her mom, a Holocaust survivor, described Diane as her own torch of freedom. The HBO doc, Liberty, Mother of Exiles, follows DVF as she explores how the statue came to be. It involves drama, sex, and passion, and what the landmark means to the 3.5 million yearly visitors. In the film, Diane puts it best. She's, quote, a green seal of approval for freedom, end of quote. And Gail adds, I couldn't agree more. And under the heading Watch, Tom Hanks is a master at embodying real-life people in all their glory. But don't think of A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, in theaters November 22nd, as a Mr. Rogers biopic. Instead, it focuses on the unlikely friendship between Fred Rogers and Lloyd Vogel, played by Matthew Rhys, a cynical journalist who grudgingly agrees to profile the beloved children's TV personality for Esquire. The movie weaves in some of Rogers' unforgettable lessons. My favorite, it's okay to ask for help. And ultimately, Lloyd's life is changed by everyone's favorite neighbor. And in the upper right-hand corner, we have Gail sitting on a piano bench with a young woman, a young African-American woman who has really long dreadlocks down to her waist with a few beads in there. And she's smiling really pretty for the camera. And she's got on jeans and a red sweater top with fringe, long fringe on the sleeves. And then there's an inset of Tina Turner at the microphone, an old black and white photo. So under the heading Go, on November 7th, Tina, the Tina Turner musical, will be rolling onto Broadway. The performer bringing the rock legend songs to life is Adrienne Warren, who not only sings, dances, and acts, but is, as I learned firsthand, happy to fix a fallen eyelash mid-conversation. And there's another inset photo of her helping Gail with her eyelashes. And Gail says, thank you, Adrienne. The supersized talent originated the role in London and became a huge hit with audience members, me included. But surprisingly, Adrian didn't initially think she could channel the icon. Cut to over a year of shows under her belt, and she's nailing Tina's moves and swagger and believing in herself just a little bit more. And then finally, the heading eat, and there's a sandwich stacked up, several sandwiches stacked on top of each other. Gail says, I get great restaurant recommendations from CBS This Morning Saturday. Case in point, Turkey and the Wolf, a deceptively unassuming sandwich shop in New Orleans. After seeing a segment on the local favorite, I made a note to go next time I was in NOLA, which is exactly what I did in July when I traveled south with favorite son Will and my sisters. Everything on the menu was delicious, but the standout was the collard green melt, a flavorful combo of Swiss cheese, pickled cherry pepper dressing, coleslaw, and braised greens on rye. That thing was so good, we ordered not one, not two, but three to snack on in between our other dishes. Now let's move over to the front page of the Live Your Best Life section of the magazine, which always has a big full-size photograph. And this time we're in a park and there are hundreds of people, and there's a big concrete section in the middle that has a big white circle painted on it. And in the background we have some folks playing, I'm guessing it's folk music, guitars. There's some speakers up on ramps and there are microphones. And then there are all these people, and several, they're in the background, there are lots of trees, and the sun is setting and shining through the trees, and there are people at long tables. But then there must be about, 60 or 70 people dancing, people with their hands on the shoulders of the people next to them, and they're forming this big spiral. And there's a quote from Tracy K. Smith, author of My God, It's Full of Stars. And the quote is, perhaps the great error is believing we're alone. And this month's high five, a whole handful of things to cheer about, begins with changing of the guard. And it's a picture from the new season of The Crown on Netflix. So we see this in this picture. It appears to be a state dinner, and the woman playing the queen is at a podium, and the beefeaters, you know, the guards at the Tower of London with their red and gold suits are standing behind the queen, and there's this massive painting on the wall behind her, and people are at a dinner with candles and flowers on the table, and the men are in white tie, so everybody's seated looking at the queen. And here's what they say. All hail the new queen. On November 17th, Oscar-winning actor Olivia Colman begins her reign as Queen Elizabeth II in season 3 of the Netflix royal drama The Crown. A fresh batch of Brits, Tobias Menzies as Prince Philip, Helena Bonham Carter as Princess Margaret, will join Colman, and the show promises to cover historical events, both regal, a highly public split between the princess and her husband, and raucous, the rise of the Beatles. Keep calm and binge on. And next we have folks toasting with wine glasses with white wine in them. And the heading is Wine Schooler. Not quite sure what separates a Chablis from a Chardonnay, a Merlot from a Malbec. Wine for normal people can help. Made for budding wine enthusiasts, the cheeky guide serves up everything from best sipping, sniffing, and swirling practices to advice for picking a crowd-pleasing bottle, minus any irritating attitude. Glass is in session, and there's a picture of the book here, and it is by Elizabeth Schneider. Now, the third item in the high five is Sweet Dreamers. Since 1992, creative chefs and amateur crafters have been bringing their A game to the National Gingerbread House Competition in Asheville, North Carolina. More than 100 bakers present incredibly intricate, not necessarily house-like, displays. A group of poker-playing reindeer, a stately grandfather clock, a lavish Italian palazzo. Made from fondant chocolate and at least 75% gingerbread. For details on competing or just showing up to ooh and ah, visit omnihotels.com/hotels/Asheville-Grove-Park. And the picture shown here is a Victorian house. Really, it looks like something out of Disney World, because it's really more of a tower with the little cupolas and gables and gingerbread, and that's kind of a pun on the all the curly designs and the windows and everything. So this is pretty much the A game of gingerbread houses. And now next, swipe righteously. We have a phone with and it says, a Brooklyn restaurant that trains refugees in the culinary arts and a California organization that distributes new kicks to kids in need are just two of the 100-plus nonprofits you can find on Millie, an app that introduces users to a rotating weekly assortment of do-good organizations in search of donations. Think Tinder crossed with Charity Navigator. Meet your match at getmillie.com. Oh, and finally, we have a baby in nothing but a diaper, lying down, kicking up its feet. Baby steps. What stinks worse than a dirty diaper? The appalling shortage of changing tables in men's restrooms. Now Pampers has teamed up with Koala Care to lend a hand to dads and moms by installing 5,000 changing stations in gents' public bathrooms across the U.S. and Canada by 2021. To date, close to 2,000 have been added to parks, recreation centers, and libraries in cities from Detroit to Dallas. Know a place in need of potty parity? Get in touch on social media using hashtag LoveTheChange. And this month's My Best Life celebrity in Live Your Best Life is Leslie Odom Jr. Golden-voiced Tony winner Leslie Odom Jr., who's releasing a new album, Mister, and co-starring in Harriet, the first ever feature film about Harriet Tubman, out November 1st, on what he can't live without. And first off, let's check out what he's wearing. Now, his hair's really short and just tight, I guess, curls and on the very top, and he's looking at the camera. He's sitting on a trunk. He's got a very faded Levi's jeans jacket over a white t-shirt, and then cargo pants, maybe, made out of this kind of Japanese print that is a Carolina blue with white and red flowers on it. So the first item on his list is making my daughter breakfast. Lucille is two, and she's had a bowl of oatmeal almost every morning since she started eating solid food. I'll put apples in it, or some raisins and banana. And we don't do things in the microwave. We're talking Irish steel-cut oats on the stove. And another thing he can't live without, Thanksgiving. When I was a kid, Christmas was my number one holiday, and Thanksgiving was the least favorite. It involved family and was never-ending. Now it's flipped. I sidle up to the seniors in the room and soak up the stories, and I fast before dinner so I can really go in. I want the turkey, the mac and cheese, the sweet potatoes, the stuffing, the string beans, and the cornbread. Something else he can't live without, Billy Porter. I met him when he wasn't the Billy Porter everybody loves now, but when he was at a crossroads, he wasn't getting work. I was in school at Carnegie Mellon, where he was teaching at the time. There were 7 kids in my class, and Billy changed our lives in 11 weeks. He also gave me my first few jobs out of college, so it thrills me to see him on top of the world now. Something else he can't live without, my house. With the career I chose, I didn't know if I'd be able to sock away the money to afford one. After years of hard work, though, my wife and I secured a little plot of land. It's close to my in-laws, so our daughter can even walk to Grandma and Grandpa's. And now we have a quote, one other item. Breaks from social media. That's something else you can't live without. Nothing creates more chaos in my life than social media. And it's not like I receive a lot of hateful tweets. I'm just talking about the ego, the negativity, and the callousness that are part of it. Keeping boundaries around it makes me a much more peaceful person. Let's head over to the Let's Eat section. And, we've got a page now with a white background, but they've taken slices of sweet potatoes, purple ones, yellow ones, orange ones. So this month's singular sensation is sweet potatoes. And they've named a couple of them here. There's a jewel, a Stokes purple, a Japanese, and a garnet. We use sweet potatoes and yams interchangeably in the U.S., but they're not the same. Yams are brown-skinned tubers, mostly from Asia and Africa, and they're tough to find here. While they're right at home in casseroles and pies, these magnificent, multifaceted root vegetables needn't be Thanksgiving exclusive. Orange sweet potatoes are the beloved standard, but there are plenty more colors, tastes, and textures ripe for the cooking. Try sturdy white varieties in recipes that call for russets. Brighten up meals by mashing flaky purple types, or make pizza even sweeter with slices of a butterscotchy Beauregard. In other words, you can and should enjoy them all sweater season long. And under the heading Sound Bites, three keys to crispy baked fries. Soak your sticks in cold water for at least 30 minutes to remove some starch, then pat dry. To absorb excess moisture, toss in cornstarch or arrowroot starch before oiling and seasoning, and arrange in a single layer on pan so they'll heat evenly. Orange fleshed garnet and jewel potatoes are soft and moist, ideal for pureeing and baking. Japanese and Stokes purple are drier, so they'll stay firmer when sautéed or roasted whole. Don't worry about milky white spots when cutting the vegetables. It's harmless sap. But white strings on the skin are a sign that your tater is past its prime. And we have two recipes here. And the first one is for sweet potato galette. This makes two servings for a total time of 45 minutes. The ingredients are all-purpose flour for dusting, one sheet, about a half a pound, frozen puff pastry thawed, one medium sweet potato, about a half a pound, peeled and sliced into eighth-inch thick rounds, a quarter of a red onion or one shallot, thinly sliced, one bacon strip, cut into half-inch pieces, one teaspoon of thyme leaves, kosher salt and ground black pepper, and one large egg. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Onto lightly floured work surface, unfold puff pastry. Using a rolling pin, roll into a 12-inch square, then place on the prepared sheet. Shingle sweet potato slices on top of the pastry, leaving a half-inch border all around. Scatter onion, bacon, and thyme over top. Sprinkle vegetables with salt and pepper to taste. Bake until sweet potatoes are tender. Bacon is sizzling and pastry is puffed and golden. About 20 minutes. Remove the galette from the oven and crack an egg over the top. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. Return to oven and bake until egg white is set and yolk is a bit runny. About 6 minutes. Serve warm or at room temperature. So this, you know, at first glance, it looks a bit like a pizza, but it's just a big square of puff pastry, and how can you beat that? And you leave a border, so you get a crust, and then you have the sweet potatoes layered, and then you've got a sunny side up in the middle, sunny side up egg in the middle. And now the next recipe is white sweet potatoes with chimichurri. This makes 4 servings for a total time of 1.5 hours. The ingredients are 4 garlic cloves, 1 tablespoon of dried oregano, 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/4 cup of red wine vinegar, 2 cups of parsley leaves, 1/2 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 4 medium white fleshed sweet potatoes, like Japanese or Hanna, about 2 pounds. To make chimichurri, finely chop garlic and put into a jar. Add oregano, pepper flakes, and salt, then stir in vinegar and let stand for 20 minutes. Finely chop parsley and stir it along with olive oil into vinegar mixture. Let stand at room temperature for 1 hour, or cover and refrigerate up to 2 days. Meanwhile, line a baking sheet with foil or parchment paper. Use a fork to prick potatoes in several places. Arrange on the sheet, place on middle oven rack, then heat to 350 degrees. Bake until juices bubble and skin has softened, dried out, and collapsed onto flesh, about 60 minutes. When cool enough to handle, have the potatoes lengthwise and press skin to break up the flesh. Dress each with several spoonfuls of chimichurri. Serve with any remaining sauce. And in a footnote, good to know, your chimichurri will have more texture if you chop the garlic and parsley by hand. But if time is tight, you can combine everything minus the olive oil in a food processor until smooth, then stir in the oil. And now each month in the very special features section of the magazine, there's usually a 2-page spread that's a photograph of a woman doing something really pretty spectacular. And this month, it is an ice diver. So we are under the water with a diver. She's in a black wetsuit and she has these long fins, and she has she's not scuba diving. She doesn't have a mouthpiece, but she does have goggles over her. And we are under the ice with her, and the water is this deep, deep aqua, and we're looking up at the white ice. Joanna Nordblad, ice diver, under the surface of a frozen lake in Finland. Joanna says, "Where I grew up, in a little city on Finland's west coast, I was in the water all the time. I was so happy when I got my first fins. I liked to lie at the bottom of the pool and look up at the swimmers. As I got older, I became very involved in sports, competing as a free diver and doing lots of downhill cycling. Everything changed in 2010 when, at age 34, I hit a rock while biking. My body shot off the saddle, but my shoes were locked into the pedals, so my left leg twisted halfway around as I landed. Initially, doctors thought I might lose that leg. They operated, but weren't sure I'd ever heal properly. There was nerve pain, so much pain. 3 years after the accident, I could mostly handle it during the day, but at night I would wake up constantly. The doctor said all I could do was take painkillers until it stopped hurting. I said no thanks. I was scared and seemingly out of options. Then my doctor made an odd suggestion. He'd heard that for some people, cold water immersion therapy helped with nerve pain. There weren't a lot of studies behind the theory, and it certainly wasn't guaranteed to work. Still, he recommended that I put my injured leg in very cold water every day for about 10 minutes, and we'd see how it went. I was willing to try anything. Most swimming centers in Finland have cold pools where the temperature is around 40 degrees, so it was easy to find a good spot. At first, it was horrible. The shock whenever I submerged my leg would take my breath away. But that feeling soon faded. I even found myself looking forward to the therapy. Then I started to think, what if I put my other leg in? Then, what if I put my whole body in? After a couple of months, I was finally able to put my head under. Soon I moved on to the ocean, which can get as low as about 32 degrees. Something had changed inside me. I'd stopped associating the cold with negative feelings. Now, I do cold water swimming nearly every day and ice dive a couple of times a week. In 2015, I set a world record when I swam for just under 2.5 minutes beneath the surface of a frozen lake wearing only a swimsuit. The sensation is like sleeping while I'm awake. The cold lowers my heart rate and shuts off most of my thoughts. It's almost addictive. And the pain is gone. And still, in this month's special feature section, we read about loneliness in the first installment. We have a real treat now. Bespoke Beauty. Customized skin treatments deliverable to your doorstep are quickly becoming a reality. Krista Bennett DeMaio explores the game-changing trend. Maybe this scenario sounds familiar. You're standing before a massive display of skincare lines, overwhelmed by the choices, wondering how you're supposed to decode all those labels. Why you can't find any options that get rid of both wrinkles and brown spots, and which products fit in with the stuff you're already using. Wouldn't it be great if you could get the perfect regimen, or even just one magical concoction, designed to address your unique complexion issues? Welcome to skincare's new frontier. Customized lines are suddenly everywhere, featuring formulations that take into account not only your skin type and needs, but also where you live, how much screen time you average, even how much you travel. Whether you work or live in a highly polluted area, or you're an active person who's outdoors a lot, skin aging shows up differently on everyone, and brands are starting to recognize that. This way of thinking is showing up in cosmetic dermatology, too, with skin docs doing fewer one-and-done treatments. Jason Emer, MD, a dermatologic surgeon in West Hollywood, says, quote, "There isn't a single treatment that will cover any one patient's needs," end of quote. Instead, doctors are mixing in-office procedures, a laser and Botox, to treat hyperpigmentation and lines simultaneously. For example, to deliver well-rounded, individualized results. Ready to learn more? Read on for the skincare brands that are pioneering the new approach. Then follow our flow chart for a preview of what a cosmetic dermatologist can do for you. Tailored to You Topicals. These brands are pairing tried and true ingredients with high-tech wizardry to deliver customized skincare. Anti-Age Your Life. The philosophy behind SkinSci. Your lifestyle profoundly affects your skin. Of course, many of us already know that stress and pollution can show up in the mirror. But research has found that everything from how much coffee and alcohol you drink to how much time you spend at the gym can play a role in how you'll look as you get older. SkinSci's products can counteract skin stressors by boosting hydration levels, adding specific antioxidants, and more. SkinSci has also found that 48% of people using the wrong products because they've misdiagnosed their own skin issues. This is why the brand's prescriptive approach involves a 28-question survey and a quick selfie. Then an algorithm homes in on the ingredients that can effectively treat your complexion and comes up with your ideal 3 or 5-step plan. There are hundreds of thousands of possible formulations. Even a product's texture is customized based on your location. Jeff Rosevier, founding scientist of the brand, says, quote, "If you're in a dry climate, we might give you a heavier balm to seal in precious moisture. While in a more humid region, you might need something lighter," end of quote. Prices for a month's worth of products range from $49 for 3 products to $79 for 5. And there are 6 more brands to look at, and the next one is headed Take a Smart Selfie. Olay, the drugstore giant behind advanced research-driven products, is going next level with Olay Labs. Its diagnostic tool begins with a quiz, 16 questions that factor in everything from your skin type to whether you're menstruating. Next, AI technology analyzes a picture of your face using data from more than 50,000 photos of women with a range of ages, ethnicities, and skin types, says Frank Neuser, PhD, principal scientist at Olay Skincare. The AI then sifts through hundreds of ingredient options to craft your unique formulation. You get your results immediately, and if you choose to buy, products are popped in the mail. A five-step regimen costs $90 for a one-month supply, and Olay scientists can adjust the formulas based on your feedback. And next, peer into your face's future. Atola, a new brand co-founded by a Boston dermatologist and launched through a Kickstarter campaign, includes a questionnaire and a 10-minute skin analysis using at-home test strips mailed to you that measure pH, oil, and moisture levels when pressed against your face. Answer the cues and scan the strips into an app, and a single serum containing a specific blend of ingredients is delivered to you monthly for $45. But what really sets the brand apart is that the formula is tweaked every month. You retest your skin's measurements every 30 days, and the technology is so sophisticated, it can detect patterns in your previous results, using them to predict how your skin can change. The next heading is Try a Doc-Dispensed Wonder. With SkinCeuticals Custom DOSE, or Dose, a participating skincare professional gathers intel about your skin and puts it through a series of 85,000 algorithms to determine your ideal formulation using 15 key ingredients. There are 49 possible serum concentrations, and yours is whipped up in a machine right before your eyes, says dermatologist Kavita Marawala. Quote, it allows me to pair, for example, a strong damage-reversing retinol with calming ingredients for someone who has very sensitive skin. Then if, say, elasticity is an issue, we could add in something to improve that too, end of quote. One three-month bottle of this state-of-the-art serum costs $195. So we have three more products to look at. The next heading says, consult a virtual dermatologist. Don't have time to see a doctor IRL in real life? Book an appointment with an online dermatology provider using Curology, another derm-founded line that doles out products with prescription-strength ingredients. With the help of an e-consultation, a questionnaire, and photos, a dermatologist will prescribe a customized formula with tretinoin, a topical retinoid, niacinamide, a potent antioxidant, and tranexamic acid for fading brown spots. Your treatment cream, along with a cleanser and a basic moisturizer, will be shipped to you for a minimum of $20 per month, far less than the cost of a copay in a prescription product. The next heading, get research-backed results. Proven not only collects information about your skin, environment, and heating habits, but also relies on the Skin Genome Project, an exhaustive database of research-backed ingredients. The project, developed by Proven co-founder Amy Wan, won the MIT Artificial Intelligence Award in 2018 and uses computational science to analyze more than 20,000 ingredients, 100,000 products, and 20 million testimonials, as well as articles from more than 4,000 scientific publications. Quote, there's no guesswork here. You can be sure what's in your bottle will actually do something for your skin, end of quotes, Juan says. A three-step, two-month regimen costs $145. And the last one, hire your own chemists. If words like algorithm and artificial intelligence leave you longing for a human touch, Hop and Cotton is the line for you. Much of the questionnaire is fill in the blank, not multiple choice, and you're encouraged to give as much detail as possible. For instance, which medications or supplements you take. This means your results are being read by real people, a team of cosmetic chemists, to be exact. These beauty scientists pore over your results and handpick the best ingredients out of more than 100 and formulas, then email you the results within 24 hours with an option to purchase Hop and Cotton products, which range from $47 for one to $226 for a full regimen, and last on average 5 months. Maximize your custom regimen. Here's how to make sure you see results. Fess up. Fudging the truth about your weekly Pinot or Pilates habit only hurts your complexion in the end. Answer the questions honestly and be patient. Quote, just because a product is customized for your skin's needs doesn't mean it will work faster, end of quote, says Joshua Zeichner, MD, a New York City dermatologist. Seeing the full effects can take several weeks or months. And finally, retake the quiz every 6 to 12 months. Newser says, quote, age, lifestyle factors, and habits all are important for personalized recommendations, and they change over time. And before we look at the flowchart, let's look at the sidebar. Fine-tune your face. Combining procedures such as chemical peels, injectables, and lasers to treat patients uniquely and subtly is the latest trend in cosmetic dermatology. Quote, it allows doctors to address multiple skin issues with the most natural results, end of quote, says Arash Ackhaven, MD, assistant clinical professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. Sounds counterintuitive, we know, but, quote, doing just one single thing can look odd, end of quote, says Ackhaven, who goes on to say, quote, you might have skin that's pulled tighter from, say, a thread lift, but has no volume underneath, or be left with no wrinkles, yet still have a lot of sun damage, end of quote. So dermatologists mix and match treatments, usually 2 to 4, to give skin a more youthful, cohesive look overall. The proliferation of non-invasive devices over the past several years is what's allowed doctors to mix up a cocktail of procedures this way. One downside, of course, is cost. But most dermatologists will try to work within your budget, suggesting options that are more wallet-friendly. Consider the possibilities using the chart at right. And let's look at this flow chart. What's your biggest skin concern? Our flow chart will help you find the right procedure combo to address your needs. So let's look at wrinkles. Do you also have volume loss? If the answer is no, so we're just looking at wrinkles, the recommendation is microneedling and injectables. By making teeny tiny micro injuries in your skin, microneedling stimulates collagen production for a smoother complexion over time. Injectable neurotoxins soften lines and creases. If you also have volume loss, let's see what it says for yes. Fractional lasers plus fillers. This type of laser boosts collagen growth without disrupting surface layers, which means minimal recovery. Fillers not only plump up lines and creases, but also replace lost volume, think sunken cheeks, which gives skin a fuller, more lifted look. Now we're under a different heading, loss of firmness. Do you have sagging skin? If the answer is yes, then we're back to the last item we read about, fractional lasers plus fillers. This type of laser boosts collagen growth without disrupting surface layers, which means minimal recovery. Fillers not only plump up lines and creases, but also replace lost volume, think sunken cheeks, which gives skin a fuller, more lifted look. So I repeated that answer, but now we're looking, let's go back under loss of firmness. Do you have sagging skin? And if it says no, it's not noticeable, then the recommended procedure combo is radio frequency or ultrasound device plus resurfacing lasers. These thermal treatments firm up skin from the inside out by stimulating collagen with radio frequency or ultrasonic waves. The results can be subtle, so it's best for early signs of aging, not severe sagging. Resurfacing lasers improve tone and texture. And now we're under the third and final category, uneven skin tone. Does your skin get darker with inflammation, like post-breakout brown spots? If the answer is yes, the next question is, are wrinkles a concern too? If the answer is yes, then the recommended procedure combo is light chemical peels plus microneedling. A series, usually 4 to 6, of superficial peels with glycolic acid will fade brown splotches, while microneedling stimulates fresh collagen, giving you a smoother, more uniform complexion over time. And unlike some lasers, microneedling is less likely to cause hyperpigmentation in dark skin tones. If you have uneven skin tone and wrinkles are not a concern, then the combination of procedures is light chemical peels plus non-ablative laser. The chemical peels will even out tone over time. A non-invasive, non-ablative light treatment such as laser genesis works on discoloration, redness, and enlarged pores without pain or downtime. You'll need 3 to 6 treatments. And now we're in the final category, under uneven skin tone. Does your skin get darker with inflammation, like post-breakout brown spots? If your answer is no, then our final recommended procedure combo is resurfacing laser plus redness-reducing laser. A more aggressive resurfacing laser uses light therapy to remove the top layers of skin and your sun damage with it, and also stimulates collagen below the skin, while a redness diffusing laser, such as the V-beam, addresses redness and broken capillaries. Let's move now from the special features section to the feeling good section. The future of healthcare. Prepare to be amazed at the way science and technology are revolutionizing how we predict, avoid, and treat medical issues. A century ago, insulin, penicillin, and pap smears were just arriving on the scene, and now it's hard to imagine a long and healthy life without them. On the cusp of 2020, we're ready for the next wave of breakthroughs. We're looking at smarter, faster ways to predict or detect disease, personalize treatment, and respond to medical emergencies, if not prevent them altogether. Let's take a look at a few of the disruptive innovations we may someday be thankful for. And there are 4 of them. The first of them, do-gooder drones. The problem: people in hard-to-access areas often have to hope and pray that an ambulance will arrive in time to save lives. A radical solution: drones will fly above obstacles, rush hour traffic, flooded roads, carrying EpiPens for allergic reactions, Narcan for opioid overdoses, anti-venom kits for snake bites, and other medical supplies. You'll dial 911, and within minutes, a stocked drone will be on the scene. Shubhar Kumar, PhD and associate professor at the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California and education director of the USC Institute of Inequalities in Global Health, says, quote, "Medical drones don't just have potential, they're already here," end of quote. Africa has led the way, Kumar says. Their drones toting medicine and donated blood have reportedly saved more than 1,000 lives by reducing delivery time from hours to minutes. In the U.S., Kumar says, we should expect to see them taking on disaster area surveillance, search and rescue missions, lab specimen transport, even delivery of organs for transplant. Kumar, whose USC program is the first to offer a certificate course on the use of drones in global health, says that within 5 years, we'll likely see them bringing medical services and supplies to sites nationwide. Right now, as part of a Federal Aviation Administration unmanned aircraft pilot program, service drones are being tested in 9 cities. In Reno, Nevada, drones will soon deliver automated external defibrillators for people in cardiac arrest. The idea is that a bystander can use the unit to give an electrical shock while waiting for help. Matthew Sweeney, CEO and founder of the participating drone company Flirty, says, quote, "It takes an average of 10 minutes for an ambulance to arrive at a scene, but only 5 for a drone," end of quote. The difference is crucial. Every minute without resuscitation decreases chance of survival by 10%. And the second, easy-to-swallow injections. The problem, some 20% of us delay or avoid treatment if it involves a needle. A radical solution? Instead of a shot, you may be able to swallow a blueberry-sized capsule such as the one co-invented by Giovanni Traverso, Ph.D., a gastroenterologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School. The pill's shape helps it flip into position and then settle into your stomach lining. Once there, a dissolvable, spring-loaded needle cracks out of its shell and injects the medication directly into your tissue where there are no pain receptors. Soon to undergo clinical trials, the needle pill's first adopters may be diabetics worldwide who need frequent insulin shots. But the hope is that it will replace any injected drug, says Traverso, making treatment easy and ouchless. The third of three is epidemic predictors, the problem. Infectious diseases such as Zika and Ebola seem to emerge out of the blue, quickly overwhelming communities. A radical solution? Artificial intelligence forecasting systems will observe dengue, Zika, Ebola, the flu, or the next plague in its early stages, giving us a chance to stop it before it spirals out of control. AI may detect disease-related patterns months before an outbreak occurs, says Stephen Mooney, Ph.D., an epidemiologist at the University of Washington School of Public Health. Those predictions will be based on relevant data, including the amount of standing water in a region, the susceptibility of the local population, and transportation networks. AIME, Artificial Intelligence in Medical Epidemiology, a Silicon Valley-founded startup with a global presence, demonstrated in a trial run that it can pinpoint the location of a Zika or dengue outbreak with 86% accuracy 3 months in advance. Every 23 seconds, AIME's algorithm draws on more than 240 public data sources, including weather, the dew point, crop health, rooftop design, satellite images, anonymized health records, previous disease patterns, and social media rumors. AIME is currently engineering platforms to predict and spot Ebola, malaria, tuberculosis, and new scourges. And within the next 2 years, AIME will expand efforts in the U.S. as co-founder Rainier Malal, building on its successes in Brazil, where it helped prevent Zika at the 2016 Olympics in Rio, and Malaysia, where it helped identify 48% more mosquito bleeding sites than conventional methods. And last and fourth, a resilience vaccine. The problem. People at risk for extreme or chronic stress and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, don't have many options for prevention or lasting relief. A radical solution, a medication may make you more resilient to stressors, from long-term caregiving to military combat. Derived from a harmless soil mycobacterium called M. vacae, the drug wouldn't affect your regular emotions, says Christopher Lowry, behavioral neuroendocrinologist at the University of Colorado Boulder, but you'd meet big challenges with greater resilience. In a 2004 study that inspired Lowry's work, British researchers found that patients with late-stage lung cancer who had taken M-vacae were less worried and depressed than those who hadn't received this treatment, even as their condition worsened. The lipids in the mycobacterium, Lowry explains, bind to immune cells and stop the body's runaway inflammatory response, stress leading to inflammation, and inflammation leading to more stress because it causes depression, anxiety, PTSD, and other psychiatric disorders. His research found that mice exposed to the strain show fewer signs of anxiety and helplessness when caged with a bully and recover faster after facing stressors. Lowry says he's seen protective benefits in mice that last up to a month, with no apparent addictiveness or side effects. Within the decade, Lowry hopes to obtain FDA approval for an injectable anti-PTSD stress immunization. People at risk could get a shot before an anticipated stressor or following an unexpected trauma. In maybe 2 to 5 years, the soil microbe could be packaged as a supplement, Lowry says. A pill to ground us when life lands us in quicksand? That's something to root for. And the next article in Feeling Good is called Take That, Lung Cancer. Breakthroughs in screening and treatment are giving us powerful new ways to fight back. Doctors used to have to tell people with lung cancer that they didn't have many options. But though the disease still takes the lives of more Americans than any other form of cancer, advances in treatment and screening are starting to improve the outlook and laying the groundwork for more progress, says J. Leonard Lichtenfield, MD, Interim Chief Medical Officer of the American Cancer Society. Experts are learning more every day, and that's translating to better care, says Jyoti Patel, MD, Director of Thoracic Oncology at the University of Chicago Comprehensive Cancer Center, quote, "I now treat almost every patient differently than I would have just 5 years ago," end of quote. Here are three key developments. The first one, what's new? Targeted therapies that match a drug to a tumor's cancer-causing mutation in the same way you find the right key for a lock. As we increasingly understand the genetics of tumors, we're finding more drugs to tackle the specific DNA flaw fueling an individual tumor's growth, says Roy Herbst, MD, PhD, Chief of Medical Oncology at Yale Cancer Center. Before the mid-2000s, people with non-small cell lung cancer, the most common form, were treated with generic chemotherapy. Now there are potential targeted treatment options for about 20% of this group. Patients diagnosed with it should ask their oncologist about having their tumor analyzed for targetable mutations. Up ahead, there are even more targeted medications in the development pipeline. And some early study data suggest that KRAS mutation, previously thought to be untreatable, can be successfully targeted. That would be tremendous news, since KRAS is mutated in about a quarter of the non-small cell lung cancer cases. Keep in mind, targeted drugs can extend life, but can't permanently stop the disease. Not everyone responds to the targeted therapies, and even when they do, other mutations usually begin to stoke the tumor's growth, causing a recurrence. But researchers are developing drugs to aim at those secondary mutations, as well as combinations that could bring better results. And the second item, what's new, immunotherapy treatments that coax the body into treating cancer like an invader. Quote, "Instead of taking direct aim at the cancer, this approach activates the immune system to fight it off," end of quote, says King. "An innovative class of drugs counteracts the cancer's ability to tamp down the body's immune response. A significant number of these so-called checkpoint inhibitors, some in combination with chemo, have now been approved for the non-small cell lung cancer. And for some small cell lung cancer." Up ahead, recent statistics show that about 23% of patients who hadn't previously been treated with chemo but took the drug Keytruda were still alive after 5 years. And the third item, what's new, screening those at risk for lung cancer. In 2011, the results of more than 53,000 patient trial that looked at using low-dose spiral CT scans to screen older people and current heavy smokers, at least a pack a day for 30 years or the equivalent, showed that it reduced the risk of dying from the disease by 20%. The American Cancer Society recommends that current and former heavy smokers between ages 55 and 74 be screened at a reputable facility that does a high volume of scans after talking to their doctors about the benefits, limitations, and drawbacks of screening. The 2011 research trial showed that there are those who have serious complications after invasive follow-up tests, including some who can't actually have lung cancer, says Otis Brawley, MD, Professor of Oncology and Epidemiology at Johns Hopkins University. Up ahead, researchers are trying to improve the accuracy of spiral CT scans, in part by using artificial intelligence to better avoid false positives. In the interest of making follow-up less invasive, they're also pursuing the use of liquid biopsies, perhaps paired with CT screening, which can be conducted like a routine blood draw. Keep in mind, these encouraging efforts are, quote, not ready for prime time, end of quote, says Brawley. Still, he predicts we'll be discussing commercially available liquid biopsies within 5 to 10 years. Hope is on the horizon. As we wrap up the second installment, let's look at an item or two from the O list. A few things we think are just great for entertaining. And on the very first page, against a white backdrop, on a white cake stand, is this tall, skinny cake, and they've sliced like a huge fat slice out of it. And it is 5 layers. One is pink, one is orange, one is yellow, one is green, and one is blue. And it's got a thick white frosting. And the whole cake has just been rolled in little tiny brightly colored candy beads. The layered look. You know those minimalist desserts that always seem to involve a streak of nectarine foam and a ribbon of dried kumquat? Well, this ain't that. Behold a kit that'll help you create the most Instagrammable burst of Technicolor joy ever found in a cake. Flower Shop Rainbow Explosion Cake Kit. $60, williams-sonoma.com. And it comes in a can that looks about like a can of paint. It has the bags of flour and sugar, the bags of the sprinkles and the candies, and the food coloring to make each of those bright layers. And on another item from thegrommet.com, we have Velik Large Rolling Pins, $40. And they're wooden rolling pins that have very intricate designs so that as you roll, you get these patterns. One is floral, one is kind of like a cross hatch, and then the other is like a small flower. And we've run out of time. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Susan Dellinger, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.